morning. We are very happy you've decided to start your day or whenever you're listening to this audio broadcast, because we got the podcast for you. After the show, you'll get today's episode. No songs, no commercials, but you don't get it live. So enjoy the content when you can. We're appreciative of that. The Morning Reboot, Friday, March 15th. 419-240-1055 to text the show. Who's awake? We're here. This is live. Right now, this is live. 419-240-1055 at 820 this morning or thereabouts. We'll get you qualified for the Cabin Fever Reliever, which can get you to one of four great Florida destinations. Today on the show, it will be a Philly Tea Friday. Bad news. I think due to the bomb cyclone in the, western central part of the country, Kevin Hines could not make it in this morning, but he will still be doing the event tonight at Central Catholic. It's free. If you want free tickets to that event to watch Kevin Hines speak, contact us. Contact me. We'll get you free tickets to that show tonight. So, 7 o'clock, panel full of ladies, Philly Tea Friday, 5-second rule. Going back to yesterday with difficult names. We'll do that after 8 o'clock. And also, get the text in for small business shout-outs.
They're already starting.
Good. No free advertising. Small business shout-outs. There's a difference between 9 and 9:30. We'll get those on the air. And we'll do today's show quickly so you can get to whatever it is you do on a Friday. Heavy drinking. 546. Good morning. It's Eric Chase. Q105, The Morning Reboot, and the one and only Floyd.
Hi.
Flexing your elbow?
Yeah. Well, I got a little cramp. Good morning. Good morning, Deanna. Good morning, Josh. Good morning, Scotty. Those are our first three who text us every morning.
What's up, kids? Small business shout-outs tomorrow. Great chili cook-off. Great chili cook-off.
Girl, I'm delicious.
We're going to win simply because we have a kid.
Girl, I'm delicious.
Yes!
It took a lot of time. So that's Ashley's son, Tucker.
Oh, my gosh.
He's 5.
That just made my heart swell up so much.
I think I found a new 5-year-old. So the person that I've started to see, Cecilia, has a 9-year-old. That's probably too old for me because he's getting to the point where, you know, adults aren't cool. But Tucker, he was playing a video game.
He's adorable too. You sent me that video. I was like, oh, I wish I was there playing. He was cool. We would have been best friends. You know, 5-year-olds are my best friends.
We were mine too. Mine too, which probably sets off some red flags, but that's a you problem. We were making up the white chicken chili, the girl on Delicious yesterday, and after laying around for most of the day because he was sick, yeah. Tucker got out of bed and started to play video games, and he's got this. It's like pre-Fortnite.
Okay.
It was like Lego-like bodies. Not a Lego game, but Lego-like bodies going around shooting everything. It's like Fortnite for beginners. I'm like, you let him play this? Like, he's carrying around like an automatic weapon shooting things. She's like, yep.
Yeah.
But I said, you want to play the Lego Marvel game? I don't like those games. They're too juvenile.
You don't like the Lego Marvel game?
Oh, they're too juvenile. Oh, I love them. Yeah, exactly.
It was like, yeah, build this!
And I wish all those games, like, there's Lego Marvel, there's Lego Batman, there's Lego Indiana Jones.
I have all of them except Indiana Jones.
Star Wars, Harry Potter.
That one irks me.
Which one?
The Harry Potter one, because it's probably out of all of them the longest, and it's like all the books or movies, because they're based off the movies,
right,
in one.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, about time. When you get to like book two of the game, you're just like, I don't want to play anymore. Because like you always have to loop back around from the beginning and find stuff, like when you unlock something in like book three, you're like, oh, we got to go back to book one because now that's unlocked because I now know that spell. I can see where you say they're juvenile, but I can understand where parents are like, no, we love these games. It keeps them occupied. And
right.
It's kind of adventurous. I mean, we're in an electronic driven society now.
Mm. So, yeah. But I asked Tucker, I was like, do you have the Lego Marvel game? And he thought that Ashley texted me when I had gotten home. And Tucker thought we were going to play then and there.
Oh.
But I'll play. I don't want those games. I've neglected to purchase them in the past, but I'll play with the fire. I'll play with Tucker.
If you had a Wii U or a Wii Switch, I would totally let you borrow it. Because they're literally just collecting dust.
Yeah, I'm delicious.
Oh, that delicious. I love it. Oh, I want that as a text tone.
What did you think of the way the chili was looking?
It looked good.
Did it?
Did it smell good?
I mean, Ashley's got to finish it up or
okay,
we'll finish it up.
You just started like the base of it. Like
onions, chicken broth, mm-hmm. chilies, the white beans. I, of course, handled the chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And we just dumped it all in. Like, I had no idea chili was so easy. I couldn't have done it at my place because I don't have those containers that, you know, require 5 gallons. But we're well on our way tomorrow at noon.
Yeah, so if you want to know what we look like, show up tomorrow.
Floyd's black.
Eric's white.
But haven't you started to get your black?
Yes. I told you that. I was at somewhere, and I don't know, someone was like, oh.
You're black.
And I didn't even unleash that I worked on radio. I was with my sister, and I was just like, oh, yeah. I was like, I work on the morning show on Q105, blah, 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 blah. She goes, wait, you're Floyd? I go, yeah. She goes, you're black? And I go, I'm not offended, but yeah. I talk proper, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what that means. Like, I've always gotten since, like, I'll say junior high, that you talk white, and I don't even understand. Oh. And I always go down the, and I it's a moment to educate people. I'm like, what does that mean? Like, that doesn't, no one talks white or black. Like, you either talk proper or hood.
No. Right.
I mean, and trust me, there's a lot of hood white people out there. You know what I mean? So, like, so if you ever meet me, just know, and my friend Taryn is with me, and Sanisha, because we talk proper. They went to Central, like, not even, like, we always get when we're together. You guys talk so white. I'm like, what does that mean? Like, think about how that feels for, like, a black person. Like, it's like, not like you're stripping us of ourselves, but, like, you kind of are. Like, what does that mean?
I know what people are getting at. I used to say this, and I still think it, but I think it for everybody. When I hear someone's voice, I try to think of, you know, where and what they're from, what their background is. But as someone who is very hard to offend, both of us.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I advise you not to say that anymore.
Right.
Just take it from this rather intelligent white person. Don't say you don't sound black or you sound white.
Right. I only bring up these three because we were at the wedding this weekend and we were sat at a table and we were talking about it. And, like, they had played, like, I think, like, the Atomic Dog, and we, like, lost our mind, and I made a joke, like, oh, we really are black, like, because we had just had a conversation about sitting at the table and, like, how people always correct us, like, you guys sound so white, and then we made a joke with us three saying, oh, we are black because we're dancing to the Atomic Dog by George Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, don't do that. Like, yeah. I'm happy I can say this now, 35 years. I'm over it now, but, like, when I first heard it when I was, like, 13, you can even ask my mom, I go, they keep saying I sound white. What does that mean? And my mom would just be like, they're stupid, Floyd. You talk like Floyd. Just let it go. And I just, but like as a kid, it just, clearly it's been on my mind since 13. I'm 35 now.
I want to stay on this topic. It's a heavier topic. And there's a heavy topic to start with news. There was a big shooting in New Zealand. I believe close to 50 are dead.
Saw that this morning.
5:53, good morning. The morning reboot. I'm going to leave the story alone because WTOL and The Blade, I guess, spoke to some workers from that UPS facility in Maumee. So they got further details about the lawsuit. I'm not including it in news at 6:30 this morning. But I did see, maybe it was 13, one of the news organizations here locally posted a story on Facebook yesterday, and I saw the early and God comments on local news stories. It's worst of the internet.
Don't read them because they're local and you get so mad.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
So you know that these are our neighbors surrounding us.
Mm-hmm.
There were people who were invoking Jussie Smollett. and it was more than just a couple. I would say, like, of the, there's maybe 20 early comments. I'd say like half of them invoked some kind of Jussie Smollett. And we were afraid of this. We knew it would happen. And I'll say this and be as succinct as I can and let you hop in. If you want to have some skepticism or cynicism about it, fine. Look, we all want to, regardless, we all want the evidence.
Mm-hmm.
But don't put it out there because then I look at you and go, you're likely the person doing this.
I said, you're that person. Yeah, and I'm gathering myself because I didn't know. But first off, don't ever read the comments. So here's what, when you, that's a cop-out. Like, you know what I mean? Like, because it's so fresh and like, oh, so were they saying, like, they're faking it? Like, just, like, did they, had they coined the term? Are you smulleting me? Because I've seen that before on, like, I see that on Facebook.
People like, going, they're just trying to get paid, all this stuff.
No, because here's the thing, like, no one's trying to get paid. by doing this. They're trying to get paid by clocking into work and having a comfortable working environment.
Well said.
So you can get your package on time from Amazon Prime.
And apparently, this is not like a one-time thing with Jussie Smollett, where we know what his likely motive was to get a raise at work and to draw some attention to himself. Mm-hmm. This is quite likely, and I didn't read through all the details of the lawsuit, like a pattern of long-term behavior.
Yeah, because like even when we read the story yesterday, it's going back, 2016 was the first reported that we know of incident. So like now it's just like, hey, like when I wake up to come here, everyone here is inviting because I am a double whammy to some people. I'm a person of color and I'm queer / gay, whatever. But like when they wake up and go to work, they say goodbye to their loved ones, like, and they do their job. And then they come home and then they have like a significant other or like a kid who's like, Dad, Mom, or Babe, how was your day? Well, you know, I saw a noose and someone wrote the N-word on the thing. Like, that's not a good way to end a day to tell when you're someone asks you genuinely how your day was. They're expecting you to be like, oh, it was great. I had to pick up this big package. Someone got something from Australia, but we delivered it. Like, that's what we want to hear about your day. How was your day? Oh, it was hard, but I got through it. Not, well, you know, John Doe called me the N-word, but I didn't have to. I couldn't retaliate because I didn't want to be an angry black person. You know what I mean? So it's, they're not.
Sorry.
No, it's just, it goes back to like when you said that comment, like they would try to get paid. There's so many different ways to go about getting paid from a corporate company than pulling a race card. Trust me, because in the end, they will probably just get let go just because they don't want to deal with it.
Or perhaps maybe they could get paid because they're more qualified than the white people supposedly getting these promotions.
Right.
And they wouldn't have. It's a terrible thing, but I didn't want to not bring this up.
Right.
By the way, I would. I would look, we're a new radio show here. I just told Cliff from K100. I was like, hey, have a good show. And then I was like, wait, actually don't have a good show so we can have more listeners. We're trying to make this the number one morning show in Toledo, and we have a ways to go. So I should not be telling. I should not be saying controversial things. I should not be telling people not to listen. But if you are a very brazen, out-and-out racist, don't listen to the show, because quite frankly, I don't want you here. This show is too inclusive and open-minded, to have someone like you here.
And I have this thing about racist people. Like they've maintained the same course for 100-plus years. Like, we know you're racist just because you use the same word. The N-word. Okay, that's fine. Like, just if you're racist, just be racist by yourself.
And don't.
I don't need you to wave your freak racist flag high. I just do you by yourself, because I'm not going to be mad about it. Like, well, did you hear what quote unquote Carl said? Like, no, I didn't, and I really don't care. But you know what? I'm still going to kill Carl with kindness. If I see him walking down the hall, I'm just like, hey, Carl, what's up? Hey, Floyd. Like, I know. Just that's fine. When I come to work, I come to do a job. I'm not here to be your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just let me package this box, put it on the truck, hand it off to Sarah so she could drive down the street and drop it off on Floyd Street in my apartment. You know what I mean? Just do your job.
I had a dream last night where we got fired, probably because I let a cuss word get on the air, and it lingered into my dreams. And then last thing, you know what else was going through my head all day yesterday?
What?
Flyod.
Flyod, oh, and Floyd. Stop, Floyd.
Yeah, Floyd gets his name messed up. And then Ashley told me about, what was the movie that just came out with Chris Pratt, where he's playing another character? Was it the Lego movie? Lloyd?
Oh, yeah. I get Floyd. Floyd.
Let's go with more difficult names after 8 o'clock this morning. Around 8:20 or so, Cabin Fever Reliever. You want to roll? Would you rather?
Would you rather? We're gonna lighten up the show because it's what? Friday. Boom.
Would you rather play Would You Rather or Deal or No Deal? See what I did there?
Yeah.
5:59. We'll do that in less than 15 minutes on Q105. Good morning.
Q105 Studios. Sponsor.
6:12. Good morning. The morning reboot on Q105. It's Eric Chase and Floyd Philly T. Friday will happen after 7 o'clock this morning. Unfortunately, Kevin Hines will not be able to join us due to some flight delays and whatnot, but he'll still be speaking tonight at Central Catholic. If you'd be interested in tickets, they are free. Contact us, text the show, and we'll make sure you get out to the Kevin Hines presentation tonight. 419-240-1055. You may text the show. We are operators, texters are standing by.
Yes. They're coming in. I'm pecking away.
Peck, 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 peck.
And it was Dina, not Deanna. I apologize. So good morning, Dina.
Speaking of messing up people's names.
I did. That's the first thing I said to her. I said, I'm so sorry.
8 o'clock this morning, kind of like yesterday, where do people misspell or mispronounce your name? We'll have some more fun with that small business shout out to get them to us, and we'll get them out over the air after 9 o'clock and before 9:30. Small business shout outs here on Friday. Is the L in your name silent? Is it Foyd?
What? I don't have. Well, stop that.
You never should have said fly out. I love that. God, I love it.
I think my mom still has that article because she saves like everything with my name in it.
Is the second N in Donna's name silent?
So she's Donna. I call her Miss Don Don.
Miss Don. I like that. You call your mom, mom.
I do call my mom, mom.
Good.
But sometimes like when I'm like in an infection, I'm like, Don Don.
Today is my mom's birthday.
Oh, yay.
She would have been, 73? So my dad said that I should check in on my brother because he might be upset. My brother was extremely close to my mom.
Mom, he was the mama's boy.
Yeah, and he lived at home. Uh-huh. He has that house now, so he watched her erode away from the cancer and whatnot. So my dad was concerned that Paul might be a little upset today, but today's my mom's birthday.
Oh.
Shout out to mom.
Check on Paul. He's probably sleeping now, but
oh no, he's up.
Is he? Is he still in Philadelphia?
Yeah, he gets to work really early.
Ooh.
Would you rather?
Yeah, let's do it.
You can play along if you'd like. You can even call the show. I know that's asking a lot when it's dark.
Right.
419-240-1055.
Just save us in your phone so you can tell your Alexa or your whatever Samsung thing is like, text Q105 or call Q105. That way you don't have to dial anything.
Call the morning reboot. Call Floyd and Eric.
Yeah, program it in your phone.
Yep.
Make it personal.
Hey, Siri. Call Floyd and Eric.
Calling Floyd home.
No.
Oh, calling me home.
No. All right, let's rock.
So I don't know what I was on when I made these up. I was in
meth.
Probably. Well, but we'll exchange the E for A, which is more difficult
for me.
You
were on math?
Math is more difficult for me than meth, apparently. All right, would you rather mistakenly send nudes to your boss or your parents?
Ooh, good question. My boss.
Your boss? I probably send it to my parents because they know what it looks like.
We talking like here? Like Russ or Bill?
Any boss, I would assume. I would be more embarrassed to send it to my boss because all my bosses have been women and I don't want that.
Some people have, I mean, it could be the end of your time at work or your boss could just laugh at it forever.
Hmm.
So I'd go boss.
Okay. Would you rather be a tree or have to live in a tree for the rest of your life?
I'd rather be a tree.
You'd rather be a tree? Yeah, you would, because you wouldn't want to deal with people.
Living in a tree? I wouldn't fit in a tree.
But you can make like a tree house. The thing in White House, we could train that way.
Yeah, I didn't think about it. I thought like you either are a completely stationary tree or you live in a
complete... Or live in a tree like a monkey swinging from tree limb to tree limb.
We don't use that.
Monkey? That's how monkeys live.
In trees?
Yeah.
They live in zoos.
No, they don't.
I actually don't have a real good answer for that one. I'm sorry.
It's all good. Here we go. Would you rather use eye drops made of vinegar or toilet paper made of sandpaper? Either way, you get hurt.
Eye drops, because I do wipe my butt every day. I use eye drops twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
So I would take...
You'd just be raw.
What's that?
You'd be raw if you did the sandpaper route.
My butthole would be ripped
Stop
apart.
Saying it!
Butthole.
Ah! Would you rather be rich and ugly or poor and good looking, and you cannot change your looks?
I think you've asked this one before.
Right, no, so, there's one similar because I did the same thing. I was like,
Wait, one more time.
Would you rather be rich and ugly or poor and good looking?
There are benefits to both.
There are.
Let me break this down if I could.
Yeah.
If you're, we've all seen rich, ugly people with very attractive significant others.
Uh-huh.
Now, those people are likely attracted to them. Maybe they're good people, but maybe they're attracted to the money. Attractive and poor. Now there, people might like you for your looks, but your looks will fit. I'm going to go with rich and
rich and ugly?
Rich and ugly, yeah.
I go with rich and ugly, yeah. Too. I'm like, because I wouldn't care. I'm like, oh, you're so ugly. But like, that's fine, because I just bought this car while you're sitting over there with your power wheel.
The deconstructed version of that question is, would you rather be liked for your money or for your looks? And both are kind of empty. But it's almost guaranteed your looks will fade or change. Mm-hmm. You at least can keep your money for your entire life.
That's true. And then someone's like, you're ugly. You'd be like, but I want you. Here's $100 million.
Right, right.
Walk down the red carpet with me. Like, I love him so much, but he's so hideous. But he has money.
Right, yeah. You know what I see when I look at his face? Benjamin Franklin on 100.
Franklin, yeah.
All right, would you rather? Thanks for playing along with us. 6:19 with the morning reboot on Q105. A terror attack with many dead in New Zealand. And what Mike DeWine, our new governor, had to say when he was in Toledo yesterday. And a very cool new program we got a little tease of last week at Lucas County Canine Care and Control. All less than 15 minutes away.
Good news, bad news, breaking news, fake news, local news, and even real news.
And yet,
just the news you need with the morning reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
And yet, some bad news.
I forgot to do my thing.
Start the morning. Another freaking paper cut. On what Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern labeled as one of New Zealand's darkest days, 49 people were killed in shootings at two mosques in the city of Christchurch. The worst act of violence in the country in nearly 30 years. While four people had been detained, they warned locals to stay indoors and police asked mosques to close. New Zealand Police Commissioner Mike Bush said he believed three men and one woman were in custody, but other suspects could be involved. On what Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern labeled as... I copied the wrong thing again. My copy is not working. A spokesperson for Tell Mama, a British organization that supports victims of anti-Muslim prejudice, said in a statement, anti-Muslim hatred is fast becoming a global issue and binding factor for extremist far-right groups and individuals. It's a threat that needs to be taken seriously. A man dressed in black entered the Masjid al-Nur Mosque on Dean's Avenue about 1:45 p.m. local time, said a witness then. Here are dozens of shots followed by people running from the mosque. And again, at this moment, I might have missed something in the last couple of minutes, but 49 were killed and many more injured.
I read that my little news briefing this morning I gave myself. It's always tough to start a day with like news like that.
Next up, Governor Mike DeWine, who was here yesterday, will ask legislators to set aside nearly $1 billion to fund long-term investments in the health of Ohio's waterways and Lake Erie, which perennial battles toxic algal blooms that 5 years ago poisoned the city's water supply. The governor teased new details of his previously announced H2 Ohio fund at a conference at the Renaissance Center yesterday, where voters just approved a bill of rights for Lake Erie that would allow residents to file lawsuits on behalf of the lake to protect it from polluters. The mandate for H2 Ohio fund is broad. It would go toward creating new conservation easements and designated more areas as wetlands, investing in new technology to help combat pollution, and taking more aggressive action to address failing septic tanks. Environmental advocates criticized Mike DeWine's predecessor, Governor John Casey, for not doing nearly enough during his tenure to protect Lake Erie, waiting until his final year in office to sign an executive order seeking to have much of the Maumee River watershed declared distressed. maybe something we can all get behind? A Southwest Toledo man is organizing a petition drive he hopes will lead to a referendum to end Toledo's use of stationary red light cameras and handheld speed cameras. I only need 11,000 signatures to do it, which shouldn't be too hard. Many people don't like them, said Chester Straley, who attributes his particular animus to getting two camera-based tickets on the same day and his wife getting two from the same traffic signal. Straley plans to begin collecting signatures from 10 a.m. to 1:30 today at the Reynolds Corners Library branch.
Okay. I'm back.
10 to 1:30 today at the Reynolds Corners Branch Library, 4833 Door. He's also said he requested records from the city regarding local cameras' maintenance, calibration, and timer settings. Among the petition's stated goals is to get Toledo to stop doing business with a company that has a track record of violating the law and unfair practice of law enforcement. Toledo's budget this year expects its fines, its share of fines from the stationary cameras to be almost $2 million. The city's projected take from the handheld speed enforcement cameras would be about $5.6 million. Gretchen DeBecker, the city's legislative director, said Thursday that while the city respects the people's right to use the petition process, it believes the traffic cameras are an effective safety tool. But a study published last summer by Justin Gallagher, an assistant professor of economics at Case Western Reserve University, challenged the assertion that red light cameras have significant traffic safety benefits. That's the only thing I ask. Forget petitions. Are you okay? You need to drink water.
I don't know what's happening. I'm choking. I'm like crying in my
eyes. If you died on the show, we would go viral.
Keep no, we're not going to die. Stop. I don't want to be the news on the news.
I don't care about how much money it makes. I don't care that it might be unconstitutional. I don't care about any of that stuff. If you want to assuage this, me, and quiet some people like Chester, who's doing this petition drive today, show us actual data that shows us that there is safer roads and safer traffic intersections and all that. So just put that data out there.
Yeah, like, got to back it up.
Laura from Lewis County Canine Care and Control teased us when she visited us last week with, not Merrick, who is that nice dog?
Oh, that was Baby Girl.
Baby Girl. Yeah, now this is out there for everyone. Approved volunteers with L4C or LC4 now have the opportunity to take shelter dogs for day trips and other excursions to explore Lucas County and give adoptable dogs some FaceTime. This doggy field trip program is called Dogs on the Town, or DOT. It pairs approved volunteers with shelter dogs. You can then take the dogs out for a fun day while bringing visibility to all the pets that can be adopted from LC4. There are many field trip opportunities for volunteers and the adoptable dogs, like going for a hike in a metro park, taking a nap at a volunteer's home, or shopping at a local dog-friendly business. The volunteers will have business cards that say, "Ask me about this dog," and the outings with the dogs can be as short as 1 hour or as long as one day. Volunteers have to be at least 18 and can apply on LC4's website.
I like that idea.
You should do it.
My eyebrow raised, don't you worry. I would adopt all the dogs. I'd be like, "Is this dog available?" You're like, "No, they're mine."
If you didn't know, we have a local national star. She plays at Rogers. She is an award winner. She's a McDonald's All-American. Zia Cook scored 37 points, grabbed 13 rebounds as she led Rogers past Thornville Sheridan 56-48 in the Division II state semifinal at Value City Arena in Columbus. She was 18 of 21 from the free throw line, including 12 of 13 in the tight fourth quarter. Zia and the Rams faced the top-ranked Dayton Carroll at 2 o'clock on Saturday for the state title. And some words from Alex Trebek after last week's outpouring of support with his cancer announcement.
Hi, everyone. I just want to take a few moments to say thanks to the, believe it or not, hundreds of thousands of people who have sent in tweets, texts, emails, cards, and letters wishing me well following my recent health announcement. I have heard from former contestants. Even Watson, the IBM computer, sent me a get well card. Now, obviously, I won't be able to respond to all of you individually, but I did want you to know that I do read everything I receive. And I am thankful for the kind words, the prayers, and the advice you have offered. And I'm extremely touched by the warmth you have expressed in your comments to me. I'm a lucky guy.
Ooh. I don't think he read all of them.
That's the thing. I kind of felt like a goodbye message. A little bit like
pancreatic cancer takes you quick, man.
I know, and like it sounds like the next one would be like, "I'm stepping down as the host." You know what I mean? Like
But he probably got like 500,000 pieces of correspondence.
Yeah, man.
Call me a cynic, but that's a lot of reading.
He was like everyone's evening dad.
Yeah, for real.
he was everyone's evening dad.
You were babysat for a half an hour by Alex Trebek. I was reading something the other day. I think I read that there was another host prior to him.
Oh, I see. I only know him.
We do only know him. We do only know him. And one more quick thing. This is not real news, but it is for the Great Chili Cook-Off tomorrow. Stranahan from 12 to 4. If you could vote for us in the media competition and the chili, the white chicken chili we've begun to make is...
Girl, I'm delicious.
I love it.
Vote for Tucker.
Do it for the kids.
Vote for Tucker. He is a he is a sick, ailing 5-year-old boy. Listen, I mean, he's
sick. Girl, I'm delicious.
He's sick. He is a local Toledo boy, and he is battling something right now.
I need
now.
To ask Ashley if I could use that as my text tone.
Take it. I don't think she'll mind.
Girl, I'm delicious. I love it so much.
Have I emphasized at night as much as I need to that when I went over to that house last night, that boy was laying in his parents' bed, sick and ailing.
I'm not laughing at him. It's probably the most serious I've ever seen you.
He was a sick, ailing 5-year-old boy. So,
who only mustered up the strength to say,
"He could,
girl, I'm
delicious. I'm
delicious."
It took me 30 seconds, and I had to keep feeding him the line till I could finally get his ailing, cold-stricken voice to say,
"Girl, I'm delicious."
And then he weakly walked over to the couch and could barely hold the Xbox controller to play that beginner's Fortnite game, but he's sick and ailing, and you should pick us for the media competition.
And then he
tomorrow.
Looked at you and said, "Eric,
girl,
do it
I'm
for
delicious.
Me. Girl, yeah, I'm delicious."
He's like, "Win the chili competition for me because I might only have 80 years left." But he's still very sick and very ailing. Before 7 o'clock, Lori Loughlin got fired.
Remember the lessons I've learned.
All right, good morning. It's 6:56 the morning. A reboot on Q105. We won't be joined by Kevin Hines this morning. He had some flight issues. He'll be here tonight, though, for the Central Catholic speech this evening. If you're interested in it, find me. Send us a text. I get you free tickets to that presentation tonight at Central Catholic. Also, shortly after 8 o'clock this morning, we'd like to talk about your name again, and we'll also get you qualified for the Cabin Fever Reliever, which gets you off to our party coming up on March 30th to pick one of four destinations in Florida. We are brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm. We are happy to present Philly Tea Friday upon its arrival with a wedding ring. We'll catch you up on, I'm sorry, engagement ring.
Yeah,
speaking of marriage, Hallmark says it's cutting ties with Lori Loughlin following her arrest in a sprawling college admissions scam case. The Hallmark Channel said it was saddened by the allegations. They'll no longer be working with her and has stopped development of all productions involving her. I'm guessing this means she doesn't need to go to, what, Vancouver anymore?
I mean, everywhere you look, she good.
She's been a longtime star of the channel's Christmas movies and is also in its Garage Sale Mysteries movies and the series When Calls the Heart. The lawyer did not immediately reply to an email requesting a comment. Also, why won't we see her and Felicity Huffman's mugshots? The DOJ and U.S. Marshals Service say their policies prohibit releasing the photos because doing so doesn't serve the agency's needs if the person in question has already been apprehended. In other words, putting them out post-arrest only serves the public's fascination. So what about the Freedom of Information request? The government no longer grants routine access to federal mugshots through an FOAI request. The decision was upheld by the Supreme Court in 2016. Now, anyone requesting a mugshot through it must provide legal justification for its release that outweighs the defendant's right to privacy.
I highly doubt their mugshots are mugshot worthy. It probably looks like glamour shots and like they're on the cover of In Touch or Vogue. Like, because they're not ugly women. So, I'm sure they were tipped off, too, that this was going down. So, I'm sure Aunt Becky and Felicity Huffman were like...
Okay, this is on. Felicity Huffman isn't that, like... Becky and Felicity are in two different leagues when it comes to that.
But, I mean...
Felicity's, like, real-life woman. Like, she probably has, like, a normal mugshot.
However, if we're comparing to, like, Tammy and Letitia on the cover of Crime Times, they were glammed up.
You accurate.
Some Netflix news. They're releasing the final half of the current season of Arrested Development today. It could be the swan song for the comedy, whose title describes its broadcast history well. Canceled by Fox in 06 after three seasons, it was revived 7 years later by Netflix. No new episodes after that season came to the streaming service until 5 more years had passed. Now, only in its 5th season after all these years, a reviewer finds the show... Oh, and our reviewer says it kind of lasted longer than it needed to, but it's had a long life considering so few seasons. Also, in Netflix, One Day at a Time. Anybody watch?
That's the Rita Moreno's
Hispanics.
Yeah,
I love that show.
It's been canceled.
What?
Netflix after three seasons. It followed the three generations of Cuban American family, a newly single mom, a military vet, journeys through the triumphs and tribulations that come with raising two strong-willed mega millennial children.
Well, one strong-willed. If you ever watched it, that's the girl. She's strong-willed. The boy, meh. He's all right.
They say it didn't garner enough viewership to justify a fourth season, but it also might have to do with what was going on with the Marvel shows. Not that they were bad, but that it cost Netflix too much for it not to be its own property.
One Day at a Time is more of like an ABC show. It's not something that should have been on Netflix. That's why I was always surprised that that's where it originated at.
They'll shop it elsewhere.
Yeah.
In some other Netflix news, after 2 months of an outcry, on Thursday, they agreed to remove and replace a scene from its film Bird Box that included footage from a real-life 2013 rail disaster that killed 47 people. Netflix and filmmakers of Bird Box have decided to replace the clip. We're sorry for any pain caused to the Megantic community. Netflix said in a statement the company did not provide a reason for its decision. I'm guessing because people were upset by it, and we don't get upset easily. We don't get bothered by much, but that was wrong.
It was, and then it's kind of like when people get upset, and like, it's not me being insensitive, I just wasn't around for it, when like movies use like the Challenger Discovery footage, and it, you know what I mean? So I get it.
But movies or documentaries? Documentaries? Okay, movies, I don't
There's
recall.
A movie that used it in like a trailer and people got mad about it. I can't think of it off the top of my head, but like I remember families of the people in that were just like, how could they?
I think we can differentiate some of these because that is something that history will never forget.
Right.
Like the JFK. Mm-hmm. So when you see a period piece, it uses footage from those times because it was part of the public conscience and we watched it. Mm-hmm. Whereas they just grab, this is like using someone's photo that's not yours. And it happens to be very terribly insensitive. And maybe it is a bigger deal for those in Canada.
Yeah.
So at least the other stuff has some historical time points to it.
Yeah, but it's still fresh on their mind. I get where they're coming from as like families of like the astronauts. So like, I understand what you mean. Like I wasn't consciously around for it because I was a kid. But like, you know what I mean? Like,
Baby Floyd.
But like, I've still seen that, and I'm like, that's imprinted in my mind. And that's still like 2 years before I was born. So I can understand like maybe you're moving on, and like it showed, and you're like in a kid in a. Parent was like, your grandfather was on that, you know. So it's like always an explanation for them of where they are.
I envision like in the future, someone using like the Twin Towers as footage. Yeah. Of like, this is what happened in the movie. Like, that's not okay.
Yeah,
let's not do that.
Sure. Well, I mean, but it's already been used. But what I'm saying is like these are like timeless historic global events.
I know what you mean. They're by what markers you're saying too.
Where it's almost like this train crash is like they found some video of people who died and used it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never seen Bird Box.
Like taking a photo off the internet that's not yours. Mm-hmm.
Is it a pivotal scene? Walmart. I've never seen Bird Box. It's like a major scene too.
I tried to watch some of it and I was asleep.
What if you watch Bird Box with a blindfold?
Ooh.
I'm sure I'm like the thousandth person
Thank
to say
you.
That.
Thank you.
But it just hit me. Justice Smollett pled not guilty yesterday on his arraignment on a 16-count indictment of lying to police. He denied the charges. Prior to the arraignment, the judge who was assigned to oversee the case made a small change to the terms of his bond, saying he will allow Smollett to travel to L.A. and New York to meet with attorneys without first formally seeking approval. His next court date, April 17. It's March 15. The Ides of March. Beware. I think the next day they killed Julius Caesar. Stabbed him right in the back.
Oh my.
Like Mean Girls, we should totally stab Caesar! Right.
Sir. 7:03, the morning reboot. It's Eric Chase, Floyd, Silent L, and DJ Philly T after a couple of weeks off. Yeah, you missed some stuff.
I'm sure I did.
You've missed some stuff. You get engaged, you don't hang out with the show anymore.
No, that's not how that happens.
Here we are.
No, he hung out with us Monday.
Yeah. I came in.
DJ one time.
Oh,
I hate to say it as your friend.
Go to commercial.
Like Philip said, we've got some prizes to give away if you want to be on our panel full of ladies in less than 15 minutes. Q105. Your favorite segment on the show, 7:16 on Q105. It's Eric Chase, the Morning Reboot. Floyd, Philip is here with us today. I'm pretty happy.
Yay.
Sorry, I'm like discombobulated.
Like for real happy?
No, not at all. Although no. I did wake up well today, which is good. 4 out of 5 days this week I've woke up with energy.
Oh, that's good.
People really like this panel full of ladies stuff. And shout out to Demetrius for kind of birthing this thing and you know, us moving it over here. But people, like, when people comment about the show, they're like, they really like this.
That's fun. I mean, I enjoy talking to ladies a lot, especially those who are bombastic, if I may say so myself.
Char and Carrie Ann. Good word. We need to know about ladies because, one, I am not good at interpersonal relationships, and we have two gay guys here, so we need all the lady info we can get.
This is true.
Right?
This is true.
Hi, Erica. Yes. Erica?
Yes?
Hi there.
Hi.
Erica's 41, divorced from Toledo. Next up is hi, Abby.
Hello.
Abby's 37, married from Toledo. What part of Toledo, Abby?
Over by Blessed Sacrament, West Toledo, but not Old West End.
Okay, and last up, is it Carolyn or Caroline?
Nope, it's Carolyn.
Carolyn, 43, married from Toledo. All right, Toledo represents today. All right, first question, Erica, if there are any, what is, hey, Carolyn, can you, like, roll up your window?
She's on speakerphone, I think.
Roll up your window, take it off speakerphone just for a couple minutes. Thank you. Erica, if you have any at all, what's the biggest complaint about your boobs?
The size.
Size too big? Too small?
Too small.
Okay. Oh. They're $4,500 and a good doctor.
You don't know a lot of guys who like small ones. So she said nope. Okay.
Well, no, like to Philip's point, Eric, I know there are people that men that say anything more than a mouthful, I guess.
It's too much.
Yeah, well, they're lying because that's not true.
I appreciate you. You and your candor are always welcome on this show. Abby, if any, biggest complaint about your boobs?
Having to wear bras.
I thought that would be a common one. Yeah. When you get home every day, does it just come right off?
Oh, yeah.
Can you take it off without your hands?
No.
Can you pull it through one sleeve?
Yeah.
That's so weird to me. It's like magic. It's crazy.
Carolyn, what about you? Biggest complaint about your boobs?
Oh, definitely wearing a bra every day.
Okay. Hmm. What's your most expensive bra?
$60.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm.
All right, back up to Erica. Let's get into the food. Erica, what's the best meal you can put together?
I would say lasagna.
What's anything special about yours?
No, it's pretty basic, but it's good.
Abby, what about you? What's the best meal you can put together?
Lasagna is definitely my go-to.
Oh, layer nice. Noodles and meat. I
anything? Anything special about yours?
It's made with love.
Ow!
It's warm when it comes out.
You people are like, oh, a little sprinkle of sugar. Like they use like pepperoni.
All right, Carolyn, save us here from a hat trick of lasagna. What's the best meal you can put together?
Oh, my family don't eat lasagna. I definitely do stuffed shells.
Stuffed shells?
Ooh. Oh,
we got a bunch of nice Italian ladies on
the
show. I am not Italian. I don't cook very often. Actually, I was going to tell you my best is eating out because I don't cook.
Yes. But
all right. Well, Carolyn, this question is probably specifically made for someone like you, so I'll start with you on this one. Okay. If you can't cook or make dinner, what's your bottom barrel to go to at home? And I don't mean like eating out. Like I'm talking like, well, there's goldfish in the closet.
Nope, my ramen noodles. My kids would eat them every night.
You're 43? Well, you are like a 19-year-old girl at UT, but good for you. Good for you.
Mad at it.
Let's go back up to Erica. Erica, if you can't make dinner, what's like the bottom barrel go-to meal you can make at home?
Probably grilled cheese tomato soup.
There you go. There you go.
That's great.
Abby, what about you? Bottom barrel go-to?
Yeah, we call this smorgasbord. When we just have to go find stuff.
Right. What do you usually find?
Smoked sausage is always in the freezer.
There you go. There you go. For what it's worth here, I'll usually like get eggs and anything that's left in the fridge, I toss in there. Uh-huh. Carrots, peppers, broccoli, tomato, all of it.
Are you fancy?
Yeah.
Super I just fan. Got a can of mini raviolis. It's always in my house.
It's a little Chef Boyardee.
No shame. No shame. I'm 35 going on 3.
You know what?
SpaghettiOs.
I'll retire that question when somebody answers it with spam.
Oh, no.
Do they still make that? Okay, mm-hmm. Right. Whoever said ill, thank you.
Right. Well, that's why. So
my husband loves spam. Oh, nasty.
Divorce that man.
Get I mean, fried spam's good.
Oh, no.
Put a little bit of olives in there. Got some onions.
Uh-huh. Isn't there a spam restaurant like New York or somewhere?
Yeah, there is.
Okay.
She is
the
so
collective
disgusted.
Toledo style.
Not every part of New York is great. There are giant rats and spam. All right, last question. Erica, what's something all of your friends talk about, but you just don't care about it?
Probably their finances.
Okay. Yours are all good and you just don't care about their issues?
Oh, I mean, I'm not good by any means, but I don't care about theirs.
Okay.
It's vulgar to talk about money. So, yeah, I agree with you.
I love this question.
It was kind of inspired by Game of Thrones, and we got a Game of Thrones answer yesterday. Abby, what about you? What's something all your friends talk about, and you can just, you know, roll your eyes on it?
Oh, that damn sparkling water shit.
Did we catch it?
Yeah.
By sparkling water stuff.
I have no idea.
Hold on.
Yeah, I'm a Coke drinker.
LaCroix is what you're talking about. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. It's fine. So bad about it.
You know, Abby, I kind of echo that because so my dad, and Caroline, I'll get to you in 1 second. My dad drank seltzer when I was a kid growing up, and I think he still likes it. Yeah. Okay. So now we've made seltzer alcoholic and mango flavored.
Yeah.
And
grapefruit.
It's a thing. Yeah.
Guilty.
I like soda water. Gross. It's fine.
No more cursing. I only have one dump button, and we're already in trouble. Carolyn, what's something all your friends talk about that you could just care less about?
Oh my gosh, I have no idea. I don't know if anybody's ever talked about something that I'm like, God, I don't care.
How about your husband? Let's go to your husband. What's something he enjoys talking about and you're just like, stop talking, or it doesn't even go in one ear?
My husband? My husband talks about that I'm like that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Everything.
We can go for days. Yeah. Let me tell you, he is actually a history teacher, and I hate history. Like, I have no desire to learn any of that. Like,
Does he just bring up like random?
History Channel lives out in my house. He's a huge like gun collector. All that. I could care less.
Does he just bring up random history facts about stuff?
What's that?
Does he just bring up random history facts about stuff?
Like, oh man, it's awful.
I like history stuff.
I can see where like this one time Sam Adams.
Do, and I just he gets too because he's military and like I'm like
you know, back in 1923.
Our vacations are very hard because I want to go on a cruise and he wants to go tour like an old fort in New York or something.
Honey, we've been
and
to Pearl Harbor.
Like, oh, let's dress up. Yeah, that's not happening either.
Hey,
so.
The next cruise you guys could take could be the Titanic because there's a new one. They can, and he could talk about the old one. That's a win-win.
Carolyn, what? Can I ask where he teaches history? And
at Woodward.
At where?
Woodward.
Okay, and
for TPS.
What is his specialty? Is it all history? U.S. history?
No, I think it's all the histories.
Okay.
He has mostly freshmen because we tease him because he's 51. He's still a freshman in high school. So.
Erica, Abby, Carolyn, everybody hold on. Thank you. Guys were awesome today, except for the curse word. They all get home show passes.
Can we say that the most popular curse word in Toledo?
I think it is.
You sank my battleship? I mean, like, what is going on?
I forgot to have the delay on yesterday, and we got clipped, and it was almost a thing. So,
I'm sorry. Yeah. That's no fun. Yeah. I don't know. Like, it's just you guys make people so comfortable. They just feel like they're on the phone with a friend, and
which
they're just like,
fine.
Boop!
And I'm mad about it.
We talked about this off the air yesterday. Why it's probably not as much as a thing as it was like 30 years ago when you'd hear vulgarities on TV
it's all on TV now.
Like even the most conservative, blue-haired, nice old Catholic lady is looking at dirty memes on the internet.
Yeah, true
and
statement.
And sharing them.
Right. Cheryl.
Right.
Karen, how do you share this meme with a raccoon doing naughty stuff?
7:26. It's Eric Floyd. It's Philly T Friday. It's the morning reboot. The 5 second rule. These guys get anxiety in less than 15 minutes.
Q105 traffic.
7:39. Good morning. The morning reboot on Q105. It's Eric Chase. Floyd will be doing the chili cook-off tomorrow at the Stranahan. Philip is here with us for a Phil E.T. Friday.
Word. I saw your chili photos this morning.
Good.
Yeah.
I wish I didn't have to go to work this afternoon.
Would you have chili this afternoon?
No, I want a day drink. It just hit me. It just hit me. I don't know what. I'm sorry. I know you guys are in your own. I totally said that out loud.
Did you? But it's fine.
I was like, fine. I want a margarita right now.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Well, it's 7:40 in the morning right now, but that's fine.
I'm sorry. I apologize. But I was just like.
So tomorrow, I guess where we'll be set up at the Stranahan in the Great Hall is as people come in.
Yeah.
A neighbor of mine said she's serving beer. She invited us over. I just winked at Floyd.
I think you should do that.
Also, I have a show tomorrow night, but I'm not driving there. So
yeah, I will say I will get you a Uber.
Hey, in Columbus?
I've done that before, actually, for my brother. So don't.
How much
play
was
it? Well, no, they're in Columbus. You send for the Uber. It's the same price, like whatever it took for him to get to the bar home. It's easy. Done.
You have to work in Columbus tomorrow night.
Yeah, I'm leaving the chili cook-off to go to Columbus.
Oh no, I'm not doing that. No, that's.
Oh, you already said it. Oh no.
Phil, remember my old neighbor Juliana?
With the pup?
With Buddy?
Yeah.
Not Therese. Buddy's other mom.
Yeah.
She turns 30. Tomorrow or sometime. And they're doing a thing for her downtown at the Dirty Bird at 4 o'clock. Obviously, my presence has been requested. I thought it was Sunday. And I'm a little hesitant to go because downtown's going to be chaotic this weekend.
It is.
Like, everyone's going to be Irish.
A lot of green stuff is going to be happening. It's going to be what we call a...
blank show.
Yes. Thank you.
Toledo's favorite word show.
Toledo's got other favorite words, like potholes. Oh, and... I was over at Ashley's house last night, and they are working on the trail, but man, it is way backed up, and it is jacked up.
It's a hot mess.
The five-second rule game. These two, Philip and Floyd, will be on the clock for 5 seconds. They have to name three of what I throw at them, and they get very panicked during this.
Him more so than me.
I don't like it. Like, it really gives me, like, an issue. I don't understand why. Yeah, a little bit. Like, a complex, we'll say. For some reason, I short out.
Yeah, I would say the five-second rule is that game where you realize, oh, I'm not as intelligent as I think I am in my head.
I am. I just can't do it in 5 seconds.
Yeah.
It's like when we sit on our couches at home and go, how did they not know the answer to that?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're on the clock and you're on the camera and there's some anxiety. Mm-hmm. There's some pressure.
All right. Who's going first? Let's get this out
of
the way.
One of the black people.
That's you.
Me?
Yeah. Never mind. Alphabetical. We'll go with Floyd.
Yeah.
All right, Floyd. I need three green fruits.
A lime, a kiwi when you cut it open, and a rare banana. Not rare, but...
No.
Ripe?
Ripe, yeah. No, not a unripe. A fresh banana. Sure. They start out green.
Plantain?
No.
I don't know.
No.
There are green bananas.
His black mama just came out. Figure it all. There are black bananas, Eric. Okay.
Wow. Oh, green, not black bananas.
Don't Floyd splain me.
This isn't even your turn. You freaked out.
I know because I was trying to think and I couldn't. But you were right with kiwi. Good for you.
Thank you.
Is it? I guess. Okay, fine. Green. But you didn't get that. You didn't get three. Philip.
Yeah.
Philip. Three of the seven dwarfs.
Sleepy, Dopey. Angry?
Grumpy. There's no angry.
Grumpy. I didn't know. I'm sorry. I knew he was mad about something. That's all.
Pretty much the seven moods in this room. Let's pick one.
Jewish, gay, and black.
Right.
All right, Floyd, next up.
Man.
Somebody's cussing me out at home right now. Anyway.
Types of pasta.
Rigatoni, lasagna, macaroni.
I mean, I'm not sure...
I don't think lasagna is a type
of
pasta.
And I don't think macaroni is. I think it's elbow noodles.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't know.
All right. So
I said spaghetti, couldn't I have? Oh, I'm so stupid.
So we've got exactly zero today. All right, Philip.
Oh, yeah, I'm hot.
I know this isn't like right up your alley, but we'll give it a shot. Put'n Bay bars.
Sandlot?
I've never been to Put'n Bay.
I have several times. I just don't remember the name of the bars.
I would have froze too. Like,
You're probably not alone.
Yeah. I mean, other people don't remember because they don't remember being on Put'n Bay. I just don't remember the name of the bars.
Floyd?
They need a gay one.
Oh, man.
I need specific names of bodies of water.
Atlantic, Huron, Erie.
Okay, I'll take it.
Atlantic Ocean. Why'd you give me that?
All right, bodies of water.
No, this is not fair. What'd you say?
He said specific.
You were specific. That's what I would have done. I would have said Mississippi.
The Nile.
Why did you just do that? He gave you a chance.
No, because he gave you the easy one. And then I tell him this. I tell you this. He did it with Demetrius all the time. You give them the easy ones. Then you ask me something like, give me the name of three black sheep.
Shaquille, Terrell, and Donald.
Where do you think I get my black t-shirt? Where do you think this was made of? Out of black sheep.
Right, out of black sheep.
Terrell.
Phillip.
Mm-hmm.
Places in Uptown that don't serve alcohol. I'll give you five more.
Handmade, Juke Boat,
TSA!
Oh, you right. You right.
School? I got so mad I had to jump over for you.
Because you know what? There's a trigger word in there, and he said drink, so automatically I'm like, what restaurants on Uptown do not sell alcohol?
Look, if he doesn't say the school first.
Oh, God, that was a struggle. Don't do that. I'm like hot. You can't do that.
One more, Floyd.
Stop.
Kinds of pie.
Apple, okay. Lemon meringue, pecan.
I almost cussed. What do you mean, kinds of pie? Are you kidding me right now with this? This is bull. This is malarkey. Kinds of pie?
What's that, stomach?
Yes.
That's like saying, give me colors of the rainbow. This is
colors of the rainbow.
No, I'm not playing tick-tock, this game with you people. I hate you so much. You want to give him any more easy ones? You want to give him, like...
Give me one that you would have gave Phillip then. I mean, mine weren't easy.
Specific bodies of water.
I could have been like Evian.
Toledo stores that don't exist anymore.
Thackeray's Books. Some hood library. I got two more than you would have got.
746.
Do you remember Thackeray Books?
Shortly after 8 o'clock, problems with your name, and we'll get you qualified for the cabin fever reliever.
Q105 traffic sponsored by Max Auto.
7:59. Good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105. It's Eric Chase, Floyd, and Philly T. It's a Philly T Friday. We are brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. You can text the show 419-240-1055. Before 8:15 or so, we're going to play with your unusually spelled names. Like, Philip is not spelled.
It's not right.
P-H-I-L-I-P. It's spelled incorrectly. P-H-I...
Oh, thank you.
There's an E on the end, so you get Philippi. So, TMA announced the block party, mm-hmm. July 13th. Mm-hmm. Always a big time. That thing is growing and growing each year. It's like a circus out there on Monroe Street. Food trucks, TMA stuff. It's a blast. But... you fine gentlemen have brought to my attention it's the same day as Love Fest.
Yes. Oh, Equality Toledo presents Love Fest at the Love Wall starring me. Featuring me, I should say. It's going to be a good day for Toledo. Like
it will be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know it's not going to be a good day for? And so I'm in a group chat, and I have asked out of this group chat. And as soon as I asked out of this group chat...
They rip you back in.
Yeah. And I said, I guess I need to restart the rumors that Justin and Lucas are going to are on the rocks again, and okay. This marriage is not going to happen.
Here we go.
But you guys pointed something out.
What's that?
One of them is a museum employee. Another one is on the board of Equality Toledo. I don't have to talk about.
Dun, dun, dun.
I don't have to talk about wedding rumors and marital or fiance discord. I can mm-hmm. just say that.
It's a West Side Story situation, literally.
Oh, West End yes. drama.
Sorry. That's my thing.
Gayest 3 minutes, three seconds of our lives.
By the way, what we are not going to do this morning is play any part of the Iggy Azalea song because...
Oh, you really? I thought about it because she's queued up.
It's get very...
It? Queued up.
It's cute. Very bad.
It is.
What?
The beginning beat's good. Can I play the beginning beat and
no.
I won't?
No.
Start when she sings.
No. Come on. What has there been anyone's career that had such a big hit and looked like they were destined for so much? Phil, do you remember we had the story that she was trying to sue the guy that had all her music, who she used to date.
Yeah.
And I think that was her producer.
I don't think it was her producer. I don't know why he had it. Maybe manager. He did something, but I don't think it was her producer. I could be wrong.
What happened? Like, all her good, like, she had fancy and the black, like, everything was fine. And then it just went awful.
I don't know. We're
going to sit here and bash Iggy Azalea. We're going to go on with our next thing. How dare you?
I remember seeing her on Instagram when she was, like, creating this song, like, in the studio. And it was, like, her and, like, three of her friends, they had made up a dance to it. And they were, like, getting it. And I'm like, is anybody actually listening to the words? Like, yeah, the beat is killing. But, like, the words.
You agree the beat's good. You can download an instrumental. It's fine.
She very likely straightened out her personal life, but her professional life has taken a dive.
Have you noticed that when people straighten out their personal lives, their music kind of takes a dive?
Well, fingers crossed for Taylor.
Yeah, the true litmus test for this is...
Fingers crossed.
Like, whenever this Taylor Swift album drops, she's been with Joel Alwyn for like a couple of years now, and it's been quiet and drama-free, no melodrama, no social media drama, and it's going to be like an Adele album. Like, well, there's sadness there too, but it's just going to be happy and no drama, and it's not going to be good.
We'll see.
And she shows up Katy Perry again, so there's no beefing. There's no rivalry songs. She's about to release the best-selling kids bop album of all time. That's what's going to happen.
8:03. We'll get to your names and how you spell them unusually or wrong before 8:15. You spell Philip wrong.
It's not wrong. Okay, first of all, I didn't do it, and it's not wrong.
Right.
Philippi!
Yep, Philippi.
Q105 Student
Fever Reliever soon here on Q105. Stand by for that. It's Eric Chase, Floyd, and Philly T. It's a Philly T Friday. So yesterday, we were talking about you, if you have an unusual name or a name that's pronounced normal, like Philip, but is spelled differently. And I think people who have names like this don't take it, don't get offended. But I'm like, Philip, you spell your name weird.
No, I don't, because I am almost 32 and I've heard it my entire life, so it's fine. Yeah.
I would like to see. Yesterday we asked for people to call. Like, we had an Anissa call.
We had a Dina text earlier, but I called her Deanna on air. Mm-hmm. I was like, ooh, I'm sorry, girl.
We had a Megan call, and we thought she was going to talk about her name, but she's like, it's my daughter.
It's her daughter, yeah.
She's like, I'm just a normal Megan, M-E-G-A-N. I would like, you can test me here. 419-240-1055. Call now, and if you have an unusual name, or I want to see if I can, I take pride in being a good speller. Mm-hmm. Like, Floyd, you talked about, a name is like, the most,
it's your first intimate thing that you own. It's like, it's your identity, you know, really, like, it's like, you're literally, as soon as you shoot out, it's like, I shall name him Floyd. And that, unless you want to change it, which I didn't, you're stuck with that like 35 years now.
So
35 years later, sorry.
I'd like to see if I can spell your unusual name. All I ask is that you pronounce it as you could,
and no cussing.
No, I can do one. I can do one cuss word. Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name is Carrie Ann.
Laugh for us.
I'm sorry?
Laugh for us?
Carrie Ann.
Yeah, laugh.
Yeah, can you laugh for us?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
actually.
Hey, girl.
That's
not. I am. Hey!
Do you
yeah, it's me.
Do you want me to spell your name?
Yes.
C-A-R-R-I-E, second word, A-N-N?
No.
Oh.
Nope. It's also pronounced by other people as Korean, so I can give you another try if you want.
Nope.
I love it.
No, those people are idiots, but how do you spell it?
Can I?
It is.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Can I try?
Go, Philip.
Yeah, go ahead.
K-A-R-R-I... capital A-N-N?
No. Nope. And that's disappointing, Floyd, because I don't know how
that
many
was Philip.
Times...
Yeah, it was me, sorry.
Sorry, Philip.
Use your black A-guys.
Floyd, do you want to try? Because you spelled my name like 3 times already.
Oh, that means I spelled it wrong. Oh, no.
All right, go ahead, Korean.
It is K-A-R-I-E capital A-N-N.
I was close.
Unique.
Yeah,
unique.
I like it. Yeah. That means I'm going to change your name on the prize sheet from yesterday.
Thanks, Carrie Ann. Hold on 1 second, and we'll go to line 5. Hi, who's this?
This is Jenica.
Jenica.
Yeah.
Jenica. All right.
Jenica.
I'm going to go J-E-N-N-I-C-A.
Close. With a Y.
I went there.
Where's the Y?
J-E-N-N-Y-C-A.
Look at that.
Jenica.
Her parents were the ones like, yep, sometimes why.
Right.
Yep.
Thanks, sometimes Jenica. Why? Have a good morning. Line four. Hi, who's this? Hello there. Your turn signal's on.
Pop-up videos.
419-240-1055.
I'm really going to have to change Carrie's name on the
yes,
price
you,
sheet.
Yes, you will.
Oh,
yes,
girl, I'm so sorry.
419-240-1055. You could call us with your unusual name, your unusually spelled name.
I Googled this, and there's a lot of like spellings for names that shouldn't have spellings.
Like what?
Like Braylee, Kaylee, Caitlin.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even understand some of those.
We mentioned this yesterday. Parents of today's kids are getting very creative, but probably also being very problematic. Mm.
Damien, stop. That's not how you spell Damien.
Hi, who's this? Hello?
Eileen.
Hi, Eileen. Ooh. Because I would think it's E-I-L-E-E-N, but it's not, is it?
You're right. It is, and everyone spells it wrong. You
know, people are stupid.
Do they spell it with lean, like L-E-A-N?
I had it spelled I-L-E-N-E.
Oh, no.
Mm. Thanks, Eileen. Have a good morning. Hi, Q105. Who's this?
This is Christine.
All right, Christine, hold on 1 second. You're on hold. You're on hold. All right, back to Christine.
Okay.
Christine, all right, so there's several. So there's obviously K and C. I'll go K-R-I-S-T-I-N-E.
You actually are one of the first people who's ever gotten it right.
Well, I mean, it's either C or K.
No, they automatically call it Kristen. They see my name and I get called Kristen.
Is there an E on the end?
Yes.
It's not.
Yeah, it's not.
People are dumb. Find smarter people, Christine.
Well, it's like going to the doctor's office. They'll go, Kristen. I'm like, spell it. And they spell it. I said, yeah, that's me.
Cause
not Kristen.
Kristen,
it's Christine.
Kristen would be with a C-H-R or K-R-I-S-T-I-N.
Exactly.
Or E-N. God, people are awful. All right, Christine, have a good weekend. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Bailey.
Oh, there you go, Philip.
Yeah.
Philip just found the 47 spellings of it, right?
I just saw a lot of them.
Wait.
Go ahead.
Pronounce it. Pronounce it one more time.
Bailey.
There's a Y in there.
I think she's a double E.
Yeah. B-A-Y-L-E-E.
Wow, first try. Congratulations.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a little legit, like how you said it. It kind of came off that way. So good for you.
Oh, my God.
I can hear the anger and the frustration in your enunciation.
It's Bailey.
Right.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Now, let me take another stab at this. You sound in your 20s, but someone with that age.
Plays this game.
You should be like seven. Or you're not 17, are you?
No.
How old are you?
I'm 23.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You were probably...
Oh, not exactly. My birthday's next month. I'm actually 22.
Oh, happy birthday, girl.
You're probably one of the very first Baileys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've met one other, so it's not very common.
Thanks for the call, Bailey.
Floyd, have you ever played the game with Eric where, first of all, people give him, like, just their name, or they'll give him, like, his birth date, or they'll just give him something, and then he tries to read their entire life?
That was snap judgment. Shut up.
It's horrible.
That's
totally offensive. You are offensive.
No.
We actually just got one on the Q text line. They met someone named Kale, K-A-L-E, but it's spelled C-H. A-L-E. That's Chael. I was taught in kindergarten to sound Chael. Stuff out. That is Chael.
Hi, who's on the phone with us?
Okay.
Hello? 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 Hello?
Papa, can you hear
Hello?
Me?
Hello?
Hi there.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
What's up?
My name is Karam.
This is a verb.
Karam?
Yes, it is.
Is it like... Cameron, but one of the letters is different.
No, it's Karam. Like
the Karam, but like is it spelled like Cameron, but one of the letters are different to make it Karam.
I'm gonna go K E R U M.
Yeah.
No.
C A R U M.
Nope.
You wanna go for it?
No. Nope.
Everyone thinks that it's Kareem when they read it.
Is it C A R E U M?
No,
it's K A R E M.
No.
I give up. How do you spell it?
K-A-R-I-M.
Oh.
So do you get...
You are Kareem.
Okay, so...
Okay, earlier I get it now.
Earlier this morning, and there used to be... I think there's a Major League Baseball player named Kareem Garcia, and he spelled it your way, Karam. So earlier this morning, Floyd and I, we were talking about how people sound. Like, what's their ethnicity?
Yeah. Mm-hmm,
true.
Karam, how many people think you're black when you show up?
Not too many, actually. Most people think Arabic because they usually see the last name.
Yeah,
okay.
What's your last name, if you don't mind us? I'll dump it if you want.
It's Abu Akel.
Oh, yeah. I would think that.
Yeah, I would, too. Cool, I'd be surprised if you raised your hand in class.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Have a good weekend. We are loaded up with phone calls. Hi, who's this?
Bailey.
Bailey. All right, one, don't curse. And Philip?
B-A-I-L-E-Y.
Nope.
Wait, are you Bailey.
Being close to the background,
yeah, your mom's
Chris
in the
Jenner?
Background. How old are you, Bailey?
Good.
How old are you, sweetheart?
I am 7.
Okay.
I'm Mr. Floyd Bailey.
Oh my gosh! Hi.
So you know? Can you spell it?
No. Don't put me on the spot
right Bailey,
now.
Hold on.
Hold on.
B A I L E I G H.
Nope.
Oh, hi Bailey. I totally don't remember.
Go for it.
Name.
Go ahead. Let's embarrass yourself this morning.
It is B A L I G
G-8. Why did you put your mom on the phone?
Put Jade on the phone right now.
Why did you? First off,
Jade is from Texas, so.
Yeah.
Jade. I'm from Louisiana.
No, same diff.
Louisiana. Why did you flip the E and the I?
I don't really know. Because I
don't really know.
There was a second jingle to the I before E except after C.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was...
You, I'm going to text you when we're done with this because how dare you put me on the spot like that?
Oh, yes, love you.
Hold on. She has doomed her child to a life of misspellings.
She's my little diva.
Good to chat with you. Thanks very much.
With a name like that, she should be a diva. Good for her.
And by the way, that was a made up, like, people would call. We'd find out their name, their age, where they're from.
Uh-huh.
And then based off of that, we would come up with this outlandish view of who their life was.
Eric was offensive.
Just because I said they might have like killed people and then eaten their bodies in
Metamora. I think he called a few guys. He was like, oh, well, never mind. I can't even say it because I feel bad saying it out loud.
I feel a resurgence of this game.
You be ready. You are going to be blushing here.
Do not mess with people's names. I just locked up the lines. Let's do caller 10 right now for the Cabin Fever Reliever. You'll get qualified to pick one of four destinations in Florida. You'll join us March 30th at Ralphie's on Airport. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, we'll pick you to be the winner. Thanks to Toledo Express Airport, Allegiant, Shea's Carpet, and the Toledo Lucas County Port Authority. Caller 10 right now is qualified, 419-240-1055. 840, the morning reboot on Q105. It's a Philly Tea Friday. You know which mic you're going to use, Mary?
I'm not using one.
I'm prepared. I have mine on my screen, Mary.
We have had quite a hot streak of good interviews with our sweet deals. We had going from BlackRock the other day. Mm-hmm. That deal went like that. This deal will go on sale in about 19 and a half minutes. Now, I told Mary this yesterday. I couldn't be happier that we have Russ's Auto Wash back in, and Joe is here.
Yeah.
I had an awful car wash the other day. Okay. I'm not going to say where, I'll tell you this. And then you can talk about how great Russ's is. And then
of course.
I can bring my dogs there, right?
Absolutely.
You had me. Who was the other lady, Mary?
Irene.
When Irene came, when she said dogs, I was in.
Yeah.
So I went to this car wash the other day on Monroe Street. I'll give you that. First of all, they only had like two choices that I could see. It was like $15 and it was never that much before. And then something about, do you want to pay $5 more to get this? And I'm like, no, I don't. $15's enough as it is.
Right.
And then I was trying to get sold the subscription or the monthly. I'm like, no, I don't need to be here that much. And
right.
Certainly for all that. Car wash was okay until I see the back of my car.
Uh-huh.
And there was like black dust all over it. Like it didn't wash the back of my car. So I was pretty upset with a crappy $15 car wash.
Yeah,
I should have come to Russ.
Absolutely. You got to come here.
Why?
So, yeah.
That's
so, yeah. Yeah, so we got
Basically, what the sweet deal is, we got 5 Works car washes. Okay. Normally, those washes are $17 a piece, so that's an $85 value. You can get 5 of them for $40. So, 53% discount, you're getting them at $8, which is actually only $1 more than our express wash, and you get every single bit of chemical and every piece of equipment that gets turned on for you. So, with that Works wash, you get the Lava Shield, which is like our new complete coverage of the vehicle. As soon as you go in, you're going to see it. There's a red light, Lava Shield,
yes.
All foam, completely covers the car. Kids love it. It's kind of put on a little light show in there, too, for the kids.
Cool.
I love it.
Yeah, adults love it as well. Thank you. I enjoy looking at it. Yeah.
Do you, tangent here?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever get people who are afraid of car washes, like they're yes. claustrophobic?
Yes.
What do you do? Do they like ask you to drive it through?
So, yeah, we used to do the interior. So we would drive the cars through. They had a lobby. Since then, we switched to an express, outside only kind of deal. If we are slow enough, we're more than happy to do it. We'll have them sit in the office. If we are lined up to the street. If I have the labor to do it, I'm more than happy to do it. But if we are crazy busy, I'm short. Or if it's just crazy busy and I don't have the time.
Turn the music up. Yeah.
I mean, exactly. I mean, we got customer. We have, I would say, 2 or 3 a week that sit in the office and we'll have one of my guys go through or one of my detailers go through. So
look at that.
Usually
awesome.
Not an
it's
issue.
It's an overlooked phobia. People who are afraid really to go through the car wash.
It is, yeah.
I'm terrified that I'm like, oh crap, are my windows open?
Yeah. And that's what the issue was with a few of our customers. They had bad experiences where they're mid car wash, they look up, the sunroof's open, they're getting poured on. So they don't want to go through again.
So that's a them problem.
Yeah, it is.
Good deals here. And this is, I would argue that this is the like one of the best sweet deals because it's usually like buy one, get one or half off. And this is more than that. So it's $85 value and you're paying just $40.
Yep.
And lots of good stuff on here. 3 locations, Secor and Central, Secor and Lasky, Central and Plainview.
Yeah. Does your car size matter? Like, I'm curious.
As far as price point, no, car size doesn't matter.
Okay.
We can't wash like dualies, like, the big truck tires. We can't do that. But we have an 88-inch clearance. So as long as you're not sitting on a 2-foot lifted ram, we can wash it, which isn't a big deal.
Drive your John Deere through.
I don't. No.
That's what you have.
I just have an SUV. I was just concerned if the difference between a sedan and an SUV. So thank
price
you.
Price point's all the same.
Thank
you. Yeah.
Do people, and I've seen this, like I mentioned, I've seen the subscription plans or the monthly plans, which is a great idea. Are there people that that come, do you have anybody that comes every day?
Yes.
You do?
Mary being one of them. Yeah. No, I mean, a lot of people just do it they're more than welcome to. They pay the price. So, I mean, they can stop in and it's a real quick process now. We have automatic pay stations, which actually has an RFID reader, same kind of technology like on the turnpike. So we have a sticker in the windshield. You pull in, reads the sticker, gate opens up, you're already in. You don't have to do anything. It knows what wash you're getting. You don't have to. Yeah, it's all taken care of. So, people stop in on the way to work or on the way home from work and just make it like a daily routine.
Mary, do you park in the grass out back?
I do not.
She gets her car washed every day. Yeah. Of course she does it.
But here, okay, now I'll jump
here
in.
Here we go.
So,
she's good.
Okay.
She's
arrived. I like her.
I have the monthly plan, the Express, which is the $17.99. I weigh $17.99 on a lot less important things than getting my car washed.
Right.
But 60 cents a day is what this works out to. So if I wash every single day, it's 60 cents.
For 60
I have
cents
a clean
a day,
car every single day.
In all honesty, probably the place that you went to, I'll go twice a month and I'll probably spend like $15. Yeah. And that's only twice. Right. So
exactly. That's what I'm saying. And like Joe said, I go up to the reader. I don't have to roll my window down. I don't have to talk to anybody. The arm lifts up and I'm next in line.
I just see you with your Starbucks and your glasses. Like, hey, Mary. I'm like, don't talk to me.
not quite. Well, depends on what time of day it is.
But I just want to know what you're doing that your car is so damn dirty.
The rain, the salt,
also,
with all this crap we've had.
It doesn't even have to be dirty. That's
the
thing. A lot of people come in with clean vehicles and we're more than happy to wash them. I mean, they come in and they pay this, this dollar amount every month. So stop in whenever you want.
And I would say jump on this deal because the weather's changing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And you definitely, it's going to be car washing season.
Yes.
And these deals go quickly. It's always fun to see somebody will text or message and go, I can't believe they sold out so fast at 9:05.
Right. We get this all the time.
This goes on sale at 9:00. If you text SWEET to our text number, 419-240-1055, you'll get the link so you can hit that and keep refreshing at 8:59. You can also wash your dog, Joe.
Yes. We got 2 dog washes at our Secor and Lasky location. Yep. $5 gets you 8 minutes. You got all the chemical provided. There's a rinse. There is a blow dry. There's a vacuum. We have a tub in there. All you got to do, there's a ramp up to the tub. You put them on there. We got a leash. Hook them down. turn to whatever
leave,
you want.
Leave them there.
Yeah, those are actually 24 hours. So after hours, if your dog makes a mess doing something, then bring them in and you can clean them up.
Have a sick poochie like 2 o'clock. Like, let's go to Russ.
Exactly. Right. If you and we go in there, we clean them up after every wash. So don't worry about cleaning them. I got guys that go in there.
If you need
somebody
to like come work the dog wash, I can.
That's you. Okay.
Well, don't you wash your own dog?
It is. It is like a self serve. But
don't rain on my parade, Eric.
We'll see. We'll see what kind of pay rate he wants, and we can bring him on maybe.
I just like Mary's. For 60 cents a day, you too could have a clean car. Yeah.
In the background, I just heard,
I will remember you.
For double the money that you could save that little Ethiopian kid or that little African kid, right. You could have a clean car right here in Toledo.
Go clean your SUV. Oh, there's a dog in the back? We're open 24 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
Russ, 1S, Russ Auto Wash, Toledo.com. Do you a Facebook page or anything?
Yeah, we do. Okay. Yep, Russ Auto Wash is the Facebook page. We have a Twitter, so we try to keep our customers basically in the loop if we have any... you know, a minor breakdown or if it's weather or anything like that, we try to keep them all posted.
Good stuff.
Yep.
Nice.
I like him.
He's mm-hmm. good. Mm-hmm. Good. Also, good. Like, I have weddings back. Coming up. I'm about to get these as gifts. You get a car wash. You get a car wash. You get a car wash.
Yep. This 05, so.
Uh-huh.
Sweet deals. Q1055.com or text sweet to 419-240-1055. 9 o'clock on the morning reboot here on Q105. Before 9:30, if you would like to text in a small business shout out, you can do that. Not free Cumulus advertising, a local business that you appreciate, a small business. I have got a dog cause to give you a heads up on. We'll get to that before 9:30. So text us a small business shout out. It's 419-240-1055. Hallmark says it's cutting ties with Lori Loughlin following her arrest in the college admissions scam. They were saddened by the allegations. And we also will not see her or Felicity Huffman's mugshots because they don't release them when they've already apprehended the people. And even if you call upon the Freedom of Information Act and submit that request, unless there's an actual reason for it, it's not out there for public fascination. Netflix is going to release the final half of Arrested Development. One Day at a Time on Netflix has been canceled, likely because of the similar reasons to Marvel's Netflix shows, because it costs them money and it's not their show. It could wind up somewhere else. Another couple of Netflix things. There's a Ben Affleck and somebody else movie that came out, I think called Triple Threat, like a war movie.
Uh-huh. Oh, Triple Something. It's on Netflix, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
It has some familiar faces that I'm going to try to take a look at. I also saw Green Book is available to rent. I might do that this weekend to rent on streaming services.
Stefan says kind of lengthy.
It's okay.
Okay.
You know, as much as I complain that some movies are too long, like you can walk out of a lot of movies these days and go, they could have taken 20 minutes off of that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But you know what? We're paying more, so we're getting a little bit more.
Right.
I mean, I'd hate to pay $12.50 for an 84-minute movie.
I'll say, or like a short. And you're like, oh, I could have just watched this on YouTube.
Lily Singh.
Lily Singh?
Singh. S-I-N-G-H. She is a YouTube star. She's taking over for a show that nobody watches. Carson Daly's Very, Very Late Show.
Oh, I saw that on Twitter last night.
Yeah. A Little Late with Lily Singh will launch in September. It'll make her the only female to currently host a late-night talk show on one of the big four networks. It'll feature her doing interviews as well as pre-taped comedy sketches and other signature elements. She's an Indian Canadian woman with her own late-night show now. I'm thrilled to bring it to life on NBC, and I hope my parents consider this to be as exciting as a grandchild. She'll also be the executive producer. She is a YouTube star known as 2 Superwoman 2. Singh has amassed more than 14 million subscribers on her channel. She also has she's a New York Times bestselling author, and she's appeared in such films as Bad Moms, Ice Age, and HBO's Fahrenheit 451.
And she's what do you do when you shadow someone?
An apprentice?
Yeah, like she shadowed Jimmy Fallon for a while too. So like she's not intern, but like more like
mentee.
Yes, there we go. So yeah, she's been on the show a couple of times. When you said her name and you said lately, I said, oh, she's very gorgeous, long curly hair, and like. So I'm excited for her.
People are like, Carson Daly had a talk show. It's been on for years.
It's been on
for
it's been, it, even I was in like
years.
High school and college, it's been on.
Jussie Smollett pled not guilty to his 16-count indictment of lying to the police. He denied the charges, and the judge also made a small change to the terms of his bond, saying he is allowed to travel to L.A. and New York to meet with attorneys without first formally seeking court approval. His next court date is April 17th. Also, Alex Trebek had this in lieu of the outpouring of support from last week.
Hi, everyone. I just want to take a few moments to say thanks to the, believe it or not, hundreds of thousands of people who have sent in tweets, texts, emails, cards, and letters wishing me well following my recent health announcement. I've heard from former contestants. Even Watson, the IBM computer, sent me a get well card. Now, obviously, I won't be able to respond to all of you individually, but I did want you to know that I do read everything I receive. And I am thankful for the kind words, the prayers, and the advice you have offered. And I'm extremely touched by the warmth you have expressed in your comments to me. I'm a lucky guy.
It could be from a combination of just being older, being weak for many kind of treatments. We're tired. He sounds weary. And I hope it's from...
You can hear it in his voice. A little weathery.
I hope it's treatment and not the middle of the end. Okay, guys.
He's going to be missed. I mean, down the road.
We are making a fun named chili, a white chicken chili for the Stranahan's...
I love it.
The chili cook-off tomorrow, noon to four. We're in the media competition with all the other radio stations here. And I guess Kelly Heidbreder from WTOL, who I heard her. It's really hot. Super hot. Spicy.
Wait, she bought three-day-old meat, too. Yeah.
She's hot or her chili's hot?
The chili's hot.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Oh, she heard us. She just messed us. How dare you?
yesterday, I was over Ashley's house, and we were cooking. As there was a bedridden young child, I could just hear the coughing in the other room. But I did get him to say this for us to name the chili. He struggled out of his mother's bed to let me tape that with him.
And, grasping to his blanket and his tablet.
He immediately started coughing again and then climbed back into bed where he lay resting.
Mm.
So if you don't like the chili, do it for the child.
Do it. Because what? Girl, I'm delicious.
Is that what we're doing now? We're using children?
Yeah.
Okay, good job, guys. Good job, guys.
What? Got this, Eric.
Oh.
He is a child. And he is sick. And the only thing that can save him is votes for the chili.
Oh, this is not what we're doing. Not today.
Wait, hold on.
What?
One, he was absolutely bedridden. Mm-hmm. Two, he was definitely sick. I have not lied at all.
How dare you?
I'm not doing this. Ashley, get him.
Girl, I'm delicious.
907, the morning reboot brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm. Get us your small business shout-outs. We'll get them on the air before 9:30. Text them in, 419-240-1055.
Q105 Studios, sponsored by Nationwide Auto Finance. This is the home of Eric Chase in the morning, Q105.
922, good morning. The morning reboot, Q105, Eric Chase, Floyd. It's a Philly Tea Friday, so Philip is here with us. Some small business shout outs.
Shout.
419-240-1055. I got an event passed along to me. Now, this is in June, but if you're a dog person, June 27th at the Pinnacle in Maumee, Twilight Thursday. Good music, good drinks, good cause. Benefits the Golden Retriever Rescue Resource, or GRRR, and Compassionate Village.
Like GRRR?
Yes.
Oh,
GRRR,
like
GRRR.
GRRR.
So if you'd like to look into this, drinking, good cause, some music, the Golden Retriever Rescue Resource, find them on Facebook, give them a Google, and they're a brand new animal rescue. And another note, like it was mentioned earlier in the show, and with Laura from Lucas County, or LC4 last week, certain volunteers can now take dogs, adoptable dogs from Lucas County on day trips. You can hang out with them for an hour. You can hang out with them all day. Go to a metro park, let them learn karate, dog-friendly restaurants, and you can take cards with you to go, this dog is adoptable. So instead of going to the shelter for people to see these dogs, they could potentially come out to you.
May or may not have seen what my weeks have been looking like.
You're too busy.
No, I'm not.
You're too busy.
With what?
You do this, and then you go play with the kids.
I need you to reword that. Weird, high climate temperature around the station.
This is a shout out to Cutting Edge Professional Painting LLC. Clean, fresh, professional. Best work I've ever seen.
I was going to give them a shout out. Word.
Carrie Ann, look at that one. 419-240-1055 if you've got a small business shout out.
We had one this morning. I can't find it. It was from our friend Dina. I'm looking for you.
I just had an eye on the TV and the Go 419 show that Melina Caruso does on TOL, about local happenings. It's a Pink in the Rink weekend. Mm-hmm. The Blarney Shamrock and Shuffle, they'll have their tent up. It's St. Patrick's Day.
Is that a new name? Am I like confused? Wasn't like the party called something else like a few years ago where the tent is? You don't know?
Does it need a name? It's a tent in front of the Blarney.
You're accurate.
It's what I like to call good reason to not go on Instagram this weekend. But quick thing to bring you guys into this. Melina said that there's like a list of fish fries. Mm. And I guess that's a Lent thing. And Denny talked about this on his show last week. And he was looking for the best fish fries. And you guys said...
Black churches.
Yeah, get yourself a Southern Missionary Baptist Black Church.
Yes,
come through.
Some Ebenezer Missionary Southern Baptist Church on North Street.
Some Cajun Black
intersection of collar and wood, but don't get it mixed up with the collar greens.
Collar and wood. I'm done with you.
Before someone says something, I am an African American man, and I was born and raised in the church.
Listen.
Let me tell you, the fish fry. By the Nurses Guild and the Urchins Board.
Come on, nurses.
Hello!
They will feed you after, and you be sitting there hungry, and service about to be over, and you smell that food, and they feed everybody.
They do feed everyone.
Everybody. So is it on Fridays or?
Ours just happen like every Sunday. If you Catholic, you can go on. You can come on. You can come on Friday. Get some fish. It's fine.
The Lord says, turn no man away.
Fish.
I don't know if he said that. But did it sound biblical?
Yeah,
But no. A fish fry, like. I didn't know they were a thing outside of the church growing up. And then, like, I got older, I go, oh, everyone does them?
Yeah.
I guess now because of Lent, right?
Yeah. So
It's not now, y'all. Like, it's been happening for a while.
Yeah. Like a fish fry, Fish Fry Friday could also be a turn up fried Tuesday with fish. You know what I mean?
You accurate.
If you are afraid to go to a black church for a fish fry, I will be your gateway person.
You can get a plate.
Is it fried fish and fries?
But I haven't.
It's
been
a lot of different things.
It's been a lot of different things. Like it's like collard more soul greens, food,
mac
stuff.
And cheese, and biscuits,
and the nastiest thing ever. And I'm going to probably lose some black fans over this. I don't like chitlins, and I don't like okra.
Oh, I like okra.
Do
ooh,
you?
Yeah,
no
some
ma'am,
deep
Pam.
Fried okra.
No, ma'am, Pam.
And like you got okay. So if you are a picky fish person, you got to pick and choose. You got to ask questions because you may end up with catfish. If you don't know, you got catfish and you got bones coming down your throat. Like that's an issue. And then there's tilapia. And then what is the other one? Walleye.
And then also apparently the Catholics are turning up on the fish fry too because we just got a text that says St. Catharines has the best fish fry.
Come on, St. Catharines.
So, yeah, that's a local business shout out. Church is a business, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you have to think about that. They have a revenue.
Jesus is their CEO.
Kind of excited. Passover overlaps Easter. That's big.
Oh, you got it.
I don't know what any of that means. Like, but I don't.
I'm supposed to.
I'm supposed to, too.
So in like a month. Easter's late this year. And so, Passover, Jesus died the day after Passover dinner.
And then he rose 3 days later, right?
Whatever. The Michelangelo painting?
Yes.
Or
the pointing.
Da Vinci.
Oh, yeah, okay.
The Last Supper?
Yes.
That was a Jewish Passover dinner.
Okay. Thank
Jesus
you for the education.
Jewish.
Yeah. I didn't see no matzah, though.
Okay.
But I saw the one white guy on the corner whispering to the other white guy. They were doing something. It's in that painting. He's like whispering, like,
"Oh yeah,
like girl, you going to the chili cook-off?
No,
girl, it's delicious.
No chili cook-off."
Last last minutes to get in a small business shout out 419-240-1055. And I was bad last night. Speaking of Passover, my friend Robin, who oversees NAMI, she's a nice Jewish lady. Last night was at the Blarney,
mm-hmm.
was the NAMI walk kickoff party, and I forgot to go. My apologies. The walk is on May 11th. It does not overlap with the Heart Walk, Sarah's Walk, which I think is the following week. So the NAMI walk, would love for you to come out to make a team, help advocate for mental health as I do, and raise some money if you could.
Nice. Nice.
Were you looking at me to go? I'm sorry. I can go. Everybody looked at me. I thought
you had something to say, but no. another small business is the Geekeasy, which I want to go to because people talk about it all the time.
You should go.
You have to explain that to me.
It's like a speakeasy, but for geeks.
And it's in nerds. The basement of the distillery.
Distillery, yeah.
No sports.
Is there alcohol?
So it's video games, movies, and some awesome specialty drinks.
I can do that. Oh, my God. I got to get an Uber at Distillery Spa. Okay, I can do that. That's fine.
Person just text me that. You should tell me their hours of operation and we can plan out a day. There we go.
Mm-hmm. I think they're not open Sundays anymore, but they're open Tuesday to Saturday, 4 to 11.
Oh. Okay.
I see all their stuff.
Oh, okay.
9:29 with the morning reboot on
Q105. Q105 and Toledo Express Airport are teaming up to give you some relief from winter with another.
That's almost it for today's show, 9:44 on Q105. Eric Chase, Floyd, and we wrap up a Philly Tea Friday. Good to see you, buddy.
Hi.
Hi.
You know, it's so funny because I get text messages and like Facebook, Instagram messages, and maybe some phone calls are in person. People are like, "Oh, you're back on the radio." I'm like, "No, no." I go in and I hang out with Floyd and Eric and we have fun. And it's usually on Fridays when I can get in there and do it. And it never, ever ceases to amaze me where people don't believe that. They don't believe that this is just like a Friday thing where I come hang out with you guys. They think they're like, "Oh, no, you're going back." I don't understand that.
No, I'm not.
We like having you, but no,
girl.
And what? I'm like, I'm what?
One piece of feedback that I frequently get about the show, because I'm always asking. Mm-hmm. They're like, I like that you bring familiar voices back and new people to the show.
Yeah, I like visiting. It's like having like your niece or nephew. You can always give them back when you're done.
It's like going to. Like going to Vegas or like Ibiza.
Yeah.
I like visiting and then dipping out.
Yeah.
Text Eric to 419-240-1055 after 10 o'clock. You'll get the podcast of today's episode. We'd love to see you tomorrow at the Great Chili Cook-Off. Stranahan from 12 to 3-ish. Vote for our chili because there's a little sick kid that needs your vote.
Girl, I'm the lessest.
Do it for Tucker.
Tweet.
They didn't tweet it, but they sure liked it. The Morning Reboot's most liked tweet of the morning on Q105.
Hold on, Eric. What you got to say, fella?
Fix the Black Jesus.
I got a couple long ones, so you want to go?
Sure. Mine is from at Periwinkle Jones. Hey, girl, hey. New boyfriend is allergic to kittens, so can't keep him. He's ginger and named Tom. Friendly, come when you call him, and he's 28 years old and works in IT.
Probably wears cargo shorts. Oh, that's Todd.
Todd. I was waiting for you to say a name. That's like, oh, he's in the zone.
From kind of funny, from Neil Tyson. Okay. That one. Not that anybody asked, but measure the circumference of your head in inches, then divide that number by pi. That's your hat size. Mathematically, the hat size is the diameter of your head in inches if your head was a perfect sphere. Now, the serious one from Salt, Fat, Acid, Yeet. If you're angry about the college cheating scandal, wait till you hear that public school budgets are determined by local property taxes and that the rich cordon themselves off into segregated municipalities to hoard resources from the poor communities of color who get stuck with charters.
Oh!
He went there, did he?
He did it. That's why I always tell Eric, he's invited to the dinner, the cookout.
You can get several seats, a few plates, a fish fry. We back there. Full circle.
I'm just saying, he's invited. Like look, he's so woke. He from where? Wakanda. Wakanda. His favorite cigarette is what? Wakanda. I would work that in there some way.
Yes.
Floyd, what are you doing this weekend?
Oh, man. So today starts my whirlwind tour of performing. I'll be at George's tonight, and then tomorrow I'll be at the Chili Cook-Off with you. and Miss Ashley. And then after that, I hightail it down to Columbus. And I come back Sunday morning, and I'm boozing it up on Adam Street. And I'll be a lady. So if you guys want to see the actual alter ego, Deja, I'll be on Adam Street Sunday all day from noon to 2:30 in the morning.
He's a lady.
Whoa.
I have the Kevin Hines thing tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Chili cook-off tomorrow.
I'm excited for you for that.
And the Cecilia and I will be getting together tomorrow night.
Oh.
And Sunday, I don't know.
We should double date sometime.
No.
Triple date.
No.
Who's nine. I'm just going to show up at a restaurant.
What's that?
You and Dina can call.
Who's the third? Oh, I was like, he's nine. Popping up. You're just popping in spots.
You and Cece going to be sitting there. I'm going to open the door like, oh, really? He needs two more spots. I'll be by myself, but I'll eat for two.
Hey.
I will immediately start picking my nose.
And I...
You have glitter everywhere.
Look at this. Look.
He's a lady.
5:45 till 10 on Monday. We'll be here on Q105. We hope you'll join us on the Morning Reboot.
Q105 and Toledo Express Airport are teaming up to give you some relief from winter with another awesome flyway.